When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You guys touched on Adam Schefter's comments to Pat McAfee about the Giants and John Mara and potential decision on Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. That, of course, is all TBD, but right now it's about the quarterback and what's to become of Daniel Jones the rest of the way, with the team at 2-8 heading off into the bye week. Daboll had remained committed to Jones every time he's been asked the question the day after a game, but yesterday, for the first time, as we might have expected, he did leave the door open.
We're going to spend a lot of time here watching our tape and evaluating things, and we'll do that as a coaching staff over the next week here.
And that was his answer to a direct question about Jones.
And it is important to say, for people who haven't been paying attention, every time he's been asked that, and he's been asked it for the last 5 or 6 weeks. Is Daniel a starter? Yes. Are you considering making a change? No. Totally definitive. So this is a big departure from that.
I wonder if he had some sort of directive or conversation. Hey, if we don't win this game, we are changing things, especially with the bye coming up.
For sure.
So maybe he knew. Yeah,
he did say they're going to look at the entire team. Of course, you can read between the lines there, though. He was then asked if he and Joe Shane would need to go to John Mara regarding a change at quarterback because of Jones' status and his contract as well.
Joe and I communicate with our ownership group on a daily basis, not just about the quarterback, but about every position. So there's good community there. We'll do what we normally do if there are any changes.
So we'll see what happens there when they come off the bye and get ready to play the Bucks. Do you think they would leapfrog Drew Lock and go right to Tommy DeVito? We were talking about that, Al and I, this morning.
No, I don't, because they paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, I think then that's the only reason why, because I feel like it would make Joe Shane look more foolish if he skips to go to Tommy DeVito. And like John Mara, like, why did we bring in this what is he getting paid? $5 million?
$5 million
backup, if the backup is the guy that we already had here for essentially for free. What is the point of this? So that's why I think they'd at least try Drew Lock.
That's a good point. I like your line of thinking there. With the Jets, Jeff Ulbrich assessing the aftermath of another disaster, this time out in Arizona, and of course the focus on his defense.
We didn't cover well and we didn't tackle well, and that was a collective effort. Whenever you get beaten coverage, it's always an element of rush that goes into that, but it wasn't good enough, and an egregious criminal amount of missed tackles.
Took the blame. Like, I know what he's doing, but he's like, I'm disappointed in myself. Didn't have the guys ready. Yet they're all saying the practice was great.
So, yeah, it's the thing to do. There's no winning in these situations. Right. If he had blamed anybody else, people would yell at him for not taking accountability. Aren't you the defensive coordinator? Aren't you the head coach? When you suck, there's nothing you can say that's going to make anybody happy. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that it is. It's a terrible situation.
And it's beyond sucking. It's the crazy underachieving that they've done.
Yeah. Embarrassing losses. Yep. I mean, the loss to the Patriots, embarrassing. The one to the Cardinals, embarrassing. The one to the Steelers, embarrassing.
Think about the wins, even. A bad Titans team.
Yeah.
Patriots, short week, Thursday night at home. Mm-hmm. And a Texans team that was all banged up, missing their top receivers.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it's just they're not any good. I mean, and that's really the point when people... It's even said before this loss, but even we'll say now, like, man, if they could run the table, the AFC, they're in the hunt. No, they're not. They can't beat anybody.
No, they'll be fine. They just need Hassan Reddick to sign. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Well, if they get Devontae, him too. Okay, yeah. What's next?
Finally, all they have to do is fire the coach because he's an idiot.
Well, they did that too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I mean, they tried everything.
You got guys chirping on social media. Sauce Gardner,
but that's league wide.
Quincy Williams hit one too, I think.
I didn't see that one.
Unless that was a fake. I thought I saw yesterday where he responded, you guys don't realize this is just my job. Go find something else to do. Like, it's just...
That's going to endear yourself to the fans.
I understand the frustration. And look, I get it. I can't imagine the things that are being hurled their way. And that's why you don't look.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing to be gained. Looking and then responding and getting in the mix with it. And I know Sauce's tweety deleted, 5 minutes later, responding to Samini.
Which is funny because the previous tweet that he had, he said he was getting off of the app because of all the negativity on there because of what people were saying about Breece Hall. And then the first time he comes back, it's negativity that he's seeing
like
on there to respond.
Month, I mean, 1 month, I don't know. I mean, I get they're frustrated. And then on the other side of it, you got Mike Williams going on Instagram flexing on Aaron Rodgers with hashtag redline. Yes,
that is
good for him. Exactly.
I've got to say, that is great.
Did you read anything into the snake emoji, or is there... Is that something else I'm missing, maybe?
I mean, it probably has to do with Aaron Rodgers. Right. I mean, the fact that he went publicly on multiple occasions to trash this guy, probably before he spoke to him about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be snake-like behavior, no? Like,
Mike Williams had a good career before he came here.
Yeah, I mean, he was hurt a lot, but when he played, he was good.
But he was productive, and I know he was hurt, that is true. But when he played, he was really good. And now he was basically being discarded like a piece of trash. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, and he makes the biggest catch of the week. And
now, the only catch that day, Steelers. But still, it was a huge play.
Well, he wasn't even supposed to be in there. So they traded for him, and there was an injury, and he got in there. He ran the route. He got open. Russell Wilson finds him. But it's amazing. I mean, this is like a totally when it rains, it pours situation for the Jets.
You mentioned the Titans win. So that was the game where Mike Williams made a couple of catches where I sat there and said, this is what it's going to look like. Like, they look like him and Rodgers, again, like, I think it was two plays, but it was like a back shoulder throw. He made a great catch down the sideline. I'm like, man, this is what football looks like as opposed to what we watch with the Giants.
Yeah.
And boy, it has not been that.
Not so much.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No.
Monday Night Football from SoFi Stadium. The Dolphins getting back into the win column.
Achane in the pistol formation. Tua takes a snap. Pulls it back out. Throws it. Touchdown. It's Tyreek Hill.
Yes, it was. Dolphins Tua! Radio in the third
Tua!
Quarter. Yeah.
Tua!
Tua was
someone
okay.
Want to guard him?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was open. Yeah. They scored on their first drive. They score there. And that was the final touchdown of the game. Field goal affair the rest of the way with Miami prevailing over the Rams 23-15 to improve to 3-6. So Hill was a questionable game time decision. Then he tells Lisa Salters from ESPN he's playing through a ligament tear in his wrist, which he claims was aggravated when he went through the arrest.
Mm.
Was that week one? Was that the season opener? I forget now.
I don't know. It was September. Yeah. I do not know if it was the opener.
Dealing with that, and the numbers obviously haven't been as great as usual, especially when Tua was out, but they do get back into the win column there, and I guess technically in the mix in this weird
AFC in the mix. Never going to run the table. That's the whole thing now. Every team's going to run the table and stay in it.
I tried to watch a lot of this game last night. It was rough.
Yeah, I did not.
The Rams, I mean, I figured this set up nicely for them. Dolphins are struggling. You get Nacua back in there. You've got Cooper Kupp's obviously back and healthy. They're at home, and they just... A lot of self-inflicted wounds for the Rams last night as they failed to win a fourth consecutive game. All right, let's get to Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. So first he does conference call with the media talking about how they are going to make some changes for their struggling offense. They've gone 23 straight possessions without a touchdown. Caleb Williams got sacked 9 times against the Patriots, but they weren't ready to reveal yet what those changes were going to be.
Okay.
Then he goes on this ESPN radio show in Chicago, which includes David Kaplan, I guess. And in the midst of that interview, I think this was the third time that they were having issues with his connection, and eventually he would drop off.
You know, we're looking at this week and this week only. We do have evidence on tape that we played good football during the course of this year. We got to pull those experiences.
Hello?
Coach?
Peter.
Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
That's Kaplan. He's fed up. He had had enough in a variety of ways, not just the technical difficulties, but the way the team's
playing.
He
scored 3 points the other day.
Yes, against the Patriots. 9 sacks. He's been sacked 38 times. And then Kaplan.
And you know, by the way, too, there's a producer in that control room who is just slamming his fist down when that phone is going off.
Yes.
You're not kidding.
His name is Al Dukes. And that's pretty much the mode that Kaplan went into after that as they tried to get Eberflus back.
Come on, man. This is 2024. Can we get a freaking landline? What are we doing? Seriously. Get the man a phone that works, please.
We'll try to reestablish with Matt Eberflus momentarily. You're on the...
I'm serious!
Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Yeah, Cap, you're not wrong. Communication issues prevalent all season for the football team.
I mean, his phone line's as bad as Waldron's play calling. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, so they've had enough.
Well, in fairness with the landline, not many people have them anymore.
Yeah, I mean... But maybe it's the head coach. You
understand.
Tell me in his office, he doesn't have
a landline?
I
have no idea what's in these offices.
Come on,
I do
now.
Not know.
They've got to have a phone. A lot of these, they have, like... Some of these, the Jets, I know, used to use, like a satellite phone, almost. When
that's
they
cool.
These hits.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you need to do. Cell phones are the way to go. Everybody calls on a cell phone in every situation.
Head coach?
Yeah, but just find a place that has service. Like, I don't use a landline ever in my life. But if I'm on an important phone call, I know to be in a place that has service.
Don't be in your car moving at 60 miles an hour.
Right, and there's a spot. Like, there's been times when I've had to call in to a show or whatever it is where I know on the LIE there is a dead spot every single time. I will pull over, I will go to a parking lot or a gas station, finish the phone call because I know I've got service. So that's the thing. Like, forget about the landline. Just be in a place you know has service.
Is he not at the team facility?
I don't know where he is.
Monday
CeeLo,
after the game, he spoke to the phone media, but I mean, they got to be breaking down the film of this awful loss. Just get him in his office. Put him on Zoom or something.
That said, it was fitting with the way their season's gone.
Yes.
Perfect.
It made for a fun
moment.
It
was the best thing that ever could have happened to that show because everybody's talking about it. There's nothing that Matt Eberflus was going to say.
No.
The guy's been on every week. We had no idea.
Talk about a dead man walking.
I mean, it was just stupid to keep him. I mean, we said that at the end of
the
year.
They changed all the other coaches, right?
Yeah.
Or a lot of them.
And including the offensive coordinator who's now under fire.
Yep.
So, did you see speaking of the Bears, there was a play where I guess Caleb Williams either got sacked or knocked down. And they zoom in on him. He's laying on the ground, like frustrated. And that guy comes to help him up, and they zoom out, and it's a member of the Patriots.
Yeah. And I know I saw on social media, like, the Bears guys are taking a beating for not being there for him.
Yeah, it's not going well.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.